Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, everyone. This is Julia Longoria, host of The Experiment. One of the very best parts of my job is getting to call up journalists like Ed Yong, Ben Newkirk, and Amanda Mole. Their reporting for The Atlantic has brought vital insight to millions of readers and listeners around the world. You can enjoy all of The Atlantic's groundbreaking journalism, gain unlimited access to every single story when you become a subscriber. Just go to theatlantic.com/listener and get started. Okay, we're doing like a trailer, you know, like a movie trailer. You want to be in it?
Of course.
And what's my name?
Julia Longoria.
And who are you to me?
I'm your aunt.
I want to start things off with my aunt Margarita. Because whenever my Cuban family gets together to drink and dance and argue about politics, my aunt will get a few tequilas deep, and she will always say this thing.
Que viva la pepa.
And she doesn't just say it, she'll like revel in it and take it into her soul. And like,
que viva la pepa.
Que viva la pepa. Long live la pepa. Whatever that means.
I don't know. I heard it in my house. Like, old people in my house, wise people, used to say, que viva la pepa.
I mean, for me, it's always just meant tía was drunk. But recently I looked it up, and it turns out that what my aunt was drunkenly celebrating all these years is democracy. La pepa is a nickname for an old and dead constitution. Back when Cuba was a colony, Spain wrote La Pepa and promised Cuba that they would have representation in government. They promised them democracy. And I guess people were into this, and so they started saying,
que viva la pepa.
Long live the Constitution. Of course, that promise of La Pepa turned out to be bullshit. Not a lot changed for Cuba, and many revolutions were fought. But over 100 years later, you can still find drunken aunts and uncles toasting to its everlasting life.
It is an ideal. That's what it is, an ideal.
And I tell you all of this because I've been thinking a lot about ideals in this moment we're living in now in the United States.
What are we going to do?
I'm telling you, it might be too late to save our democracy.
We are a country of heroes.
Courageous men and women who are making this country great again.
So you have a moral obligation to speak up and get in good trouble.
When the promises we made to ourselves as a country can feel very far away.
In this country today, we need to have ideals.
Do you think that this country always reaches its ideals?
I don't think it always reaches its ideals, but I think it does more than any other country, in my opinion. It allows you to be your best.
The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Our democracy is what is at stake.
It allows you to be your worst, too.
Gentlemen, the most serious attempt to overthrow our democracy is underway.
Mr. Holmes, listen.
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer.
I hope the American people can see through this shit.
Under God, do we still take that seriously in this country?
How's the left? Will you shut up?
It has to stop.
Yeah, we're all experimenting in our lives. And I think that is what this country is all about.
So this show is about an experiment, the experiment of democracy. It's about the ideals that we pledge to and toast to, even when they're not completely true. And it's about the messy work we do when we try to bring those ideals down to earth. Okay. Can you say, this is the experiment?
Este es el experimento.
I'm Julia Longoria. This is The Experiment from the Atlantic and WNYC studios.
I have come to be famous. I'm going to be on The Experiment.
Hi, everyone. This is Julia Longoria, host of The Experiment. One of the very best parts of my job is getting to call up journalists like Ed Yong, Van Newkirk, and Amanda Mole. Their reporting for The Atlantic has brought vital insight to millions of readers and listeners around the world. You can enjoy all of The Atlantic's groundbreaking journalism, gain unlimited access to every single story when you become a subscriber. Just go to theatlantic.com/listener and get started.